Good to be here again. It's been a while since I got to be here. Good to see Brother Dale and some of the home folks here.
Amen.
The Army and all those people. I do have my daughter Carol. She's 2 days past 17.
Uh-oh.
And,
Amen.
So, I'm glad she called and want to know if she could come tonight. So she got a ride down to the mission. I was down there, and here she is.
Amen. You know, that's good. Most folks ask me not to sing. I get more requests like that, too. Yeah.
We give Dale a lot of requests like that.
I'll tell you what. I go to a lot of singings, gospel singings. And usually I let the gospel singers do the singing because I get plenty of singing at the nursing home and the rescue mission and at the radio station and just various places like that where other folks don't want to go sing. And we have a good time. They don't know what they're missing, I'll tell you what. Because you get a heavenly choir like about 40 to 60 raw bone individuals with every background that you can imagine. There to help you sing, Amazing Grace.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And, when the roll is called up yonder, and you know something? They know some of those songs.
Amen.
They really do. And they come from backgrounds. You know what they are? They're people's children just like mine. And, you know, I could get closer in than that. We get some folks' children from this area. Their parents live right here in San Antonio, and yet they're on the streets. And, there's a lot of reasons why, but you see, it's not just down and out people. There's a lot of up and outers that come through there, and we get them from every kind of place. Well, I want to sing Johnny Flanagan's song. I know that's the one Brother Lindell, he would have wanted me to sing. Now, Johnny wrote the song, and him and Sister Nelda sing it a lot different than I do, but he doesn't sing it any more than I do. I'll tell you that right now. It's called What's Wrong with the Old
Boy. Hey,
the people who know not my God just can't understand. Spiritually inspired, word of God not given by some man. So they've all agreed by joining hands in a worldwide movement. Take that blessed old black book, well, it's set out to improve it. What's wrong
Amen.
With the old black book that it used to read from? Is it so outdated by modern translation? Revised standard and good news everywhere I look. Won't somebody tell me what's wrong with the old black book? Well, Jesus said, I am the shepherd and my sheep call me. When the voices of the stranger speak, well, they shall turn and flee. Those words my daddy used to read, I've learned to love and fear. But all those other words I've heard all strange in my ear. What's wrong with the old black book that it used to be from? Is it so outdated by modern translation? Revised standard and good news everywhere I go. Won't somebody tell me what's wrong with the old black book? How the enemy will eat much too smart to jump right over the face. Get all you have learned, God would not bring anyway. And you make us plans in years to come to take God from our minds by giving us the Bible changed a little bit in time.
Amen.
What's wrong with the old black book that is used to read from? Is it so outdated by modern translation? Brother Roloff said, doesn't need to be rewrote, needs to be reread.
Amen.
Yeah. But you know, there's a lot of truth to that song. There really is.
Amen.
There's a lot of perversions of God's word out. They call them translations and all kind of things. I call them perversions, and it's easily proven. But I get into a lot of churches that other folks can't get in for some reason. And I guess the reason is Jesus. That's the only thing I take with me. I've drawn a lot of criticism from various sources because I've gone out into alcoholic wards. I call them drunk wards. That's what God calls them. And health services and all kind of places. And I've drawn a lot of criticism because I didn't do it under the auspices of one particular church or denomination. But I got to tell you something. I wouldn't have gotten there any other way.
Amen.
And I make no apologies for it because I have them call me from time to time. Way off. I haven't seen him 3 or 4 years, an old drunk, you know. And he'll call and tell me he got saved. He finally gave up.
Amen.
So I don't make any apologies for it. And that's why God's been able to use me at the San Antonio Rescue Mission. He doesn't need anybody with a lot of talent. You know, not many wives are called.
Right.
And he don't need anybody with a great vocabulary, but because he takes the foolish things to compound the mighty and confound the mighty. And so what I'm trying to say is that we've been there by his grace 6 years last October.
Amen.
When there wasn't any way to stay 6 days.
Amen, brother.
And God has blessed beyond any telling about it. And you know who he's used to keep us there? Come on now, I want you to know. You know who he has used to keep us there? People.
Amen.
You know why? Because God loves people. And God's not a respecter of persons. And I've got to tell you something tonight. I've got to tell you, but I'll be honest with you. God thinks just as much.
Right.
One of those rotten men.
That's right.
As he does the most upright person in the
world.
That's
right. Amen.
Amen. You know, that's why he's honored that, because we've always kept Jesus first. And I got to tell you something else. We haven't been dictated to by any particular group. We have a board of directors that is open and invited that any church, gospel preaching church. See, I compromise some things perhaps that others criticize me for, but I don't compromise the gospel. And that's the business we're in.
That's right.
See, we don't need any fancy sermons down there. We don't need any well-educated men with doctorates and so forth to qualify them to come down there and tell these men that they're all sinners, they're on the way to hell. If they don't accept Christ, the price he's paid, that's where they're going to wind up, just like everybody else.
Right.
You know, and but God's honored our ignorance, and he's used people. We don't have any large churches. We really don't. You'd think we did. By all the things that God's been able to do down there, I tell you what, we gained the confidence of the city, and that's saying something. They came in and they told us we had 10 days to fulfill a list this long, which included putting in electronic alarm systems, to building fire escapes and putting them in, to rewiring the whole complete building, to having all the plumbing redone and meet every, not just the residential code, or not just, but the new code for commercial buildings, which is very strict.
That's right.
And you know something? God honored it. And God used a few people. Well, some of the money you all get sent out there probably helped keep us open. But God took a little bit and made a whole lot out of it.
Amen.
And that's the business he's in. He's still doing just like he did last week. Last year.
Amen.
You know, 100 years ago. All the way back. So I'm glad to be a part of the San Antonio Rescue Mission, and I couldn't take no credit. And I'll tell you why. I've said this, and I do this for one reason. You see, God used a donkey, and God used a rooster, and God can use Brother Daniel, Brother Lendl.
Amen.
And he can use whosoever.
Amen.
Will go. He don't have to use us.
That's
he
right.
Will use us. And if we won't do it, then he'll use somebody else.
That's right.
See, but we miss all the blessings.
Amen.
And I've been blessed even in all the problems. You know, old James said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
Amen.
Well, we've been in all the various trials I believe. And I just count it joy. Because you know why? That's God's business. That's his business. And I appreciate churches that have a feel for the work. And now you understand, we couldn't stay in business on what we received from this church.
We couldn't stay in business from what we received from any church.
That's right.
See? But when you put them all together, a little bit here, a little bit there, and then the individuals that God lays upon their heart in various ways. Oh, we get some of the, I call it strange, but it's got to be a way of life with us now. Every month's a new adventure for us.
Amen.
Start over.
Amen.
We got a tremendous testimony. See, God knows that we're not going to operate in the red. He don't let us.
Amen.
Now, sometimes it looks like he's going to be a little slow. But he never has been late yet.
Amen.
And like I said, we celebrated our 6th year. We've had some big obstacles, but I got to tell you something. We've got 32 beds in that old house, good clean beds. How many of you been down to the rescue mission personally? Amen. The rest of you are invited.
Amen.
See how clean the beds are. People have the idea that rescue missions and old some type of place where you call back in a coal bin or something. That's right. No, it's not like that. It's clean. We have 32 beds, and with 32 beds and the other space that we have, we thought year before last that certainly God had overdone his ability somehow by letting us keep over 11,000 men. But this past year, we kept over 12,000. I can't explain that any more than I can explain how God made it possible for us to be there more than until the first payment come due.
Amen.
See? But God's interested.
Amen.
And we keep Jesus first and the preaching of the gospel. That's the power of God in salvation to everyone that believes it.
Amen.
Now, who is it that needs to be saved? Everybody. You know why? Because God said all sin comes
from
God. So everybody needs to be saved. Now we can't be involved in helping get everyone saved, can we? It's impossible. If we would spread ourselves that thin, there would be no possible way that we could do it. If we did all that we were capable of doing as a group. But you see, the ones God wants to support our work are the ones that He lays that burden upon
our
hearts.
Amen.
He wants folks to know what they're given to.
Amen.
And why.
Amen.
And if they're given any other way, then they're getting robbed of their see? And so when I come out here, I come as part of the family.
Amen.
You know us. You know our work. You've been down there. The rest of you need to come down. You're invited. But don't come for a service because you won't be able to get in. You heard of standing room only? We don't even hardly have standing room only anymore. We sleep, all the members can sleep. And then we let all of them that can sit in the chapel out of the weather, so forth. We feed all of them. We shower all of them. We give out thousands and thousands of articles of clothing and shoes. And incidentally, the men can't pay for anything. Everything they get is free. We receive absolutely no state aid. No federal aid, no city aid, no aid, period.
Amen.
United Way has called us, wanted to be involved in our funding, and no, we are not interested in working
Amen.
For anybody but Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
See? And so that's the business basis we're on, and He's honored that. And that's why I can stand up, Brother Lindell, on the radio, and I can tell folks they ought to be ashamed of themselves, those that never give anything,
Amen.
Never do anything, never go anywhere,
Amen.
And see anything. You know, and one day when we stand before God, we're going to give an account. And I'm grateful that the folks that have an eye for the souls that God puts upon their heart. You see, Jesus said, them that are sick, they need the physician. There's not anyone sicker than a man that doesn't have any food in his stomach, doesn't have any clothes, hadn't been able to shower, maybe for months. Shoes are off of his feet. Sometimes they come in and they're all cracked open and bleeding from walking. There was a 74-year-old man, you may have heard me tell this on the radio. They brought in a Spanish fella the other night, and we were already filled to capacity, as we always are. And this was the night when the weather was so cold and freezing. And a family brought him in, and he was just almost frozen to death. 74 years old. And I'm grateful that you folks helped us stay open. Just for that one old man, if it wasn't anything else.
Amen.
And I'm glad we had a warm place that we could put him and give him some good hot food. See, we feed these men a good supper meal. I'm talking about a good supper meal, substantial supper meal, and we feed them breakfast. We send them out to sit, look for work. We encourage them to work. Now, we work strictly with the transit staff. We don't have any paid salary workers, period, none. Not too many people applying for jobs that way. The old song is, those payday will come when those pearly gates unfold.
Amen.
But that's the reason that God allows us to operate on the minimal budget that we have and do what we've done. And by the same token, we don't have any gatherings. If the Lord were to come, well, we're not leaving the devil much, I'll tell you that right now.
Amen.
But our purpose, and I want you to know, not anyone that's personally involved with it takes anything out of the work. Everyone that's involved with the work puts into the work.
Amen.
We've got a very small board of directors. You know why? God requires faithfulness, and I don't believe in having a dead, interested board of directors
that
dictate what you're going to do.
That's right.
They're not interested to come to the meetings. They're not interested to come down to the work and see what's going on and be personally involved and give some of their own money. Where your heart is, that's where your treasure will be also.
That's right.
Then they can't be on the board of
Amen.
Directors. But
Amen.
We have an open invitation to anyone. We invite them to come and be a part and come down. And just see those men sometimes break down and weep like little babies when God gets a hold of them. An old hardened man has just been kicked until his post. Nobody loves him. And when he finds out Jesus loves him, it overwhelms his soul sometimes. You fellas know what I'm talking about. You get to see that. It's not just there. But I want you to know, we greatly appreciate the part that y'all have. And you've allowed us to keep on keeping on. We're all going to get the same reward. We're all going to get the same glory from Jesus. I started to tell you that I don't take any credit because I wrote at least 3 letters of resignation back over the years. God never would let me submit. And I even called the vice president one time and told the next board meeting, I'm resigning, I'm quitting. I've had all of it I want. But you know, God never would let me get out.
Amen.
Now I can look back and I can see why he never would. But he doesn't have to use me, but I'm grateful that he has.
Amen.
So anything that's good, anything that comes from it, everyone that's had any kind of part is going to share each of
them. Amen.
That's just how it's going to be. So if God lays it on your heart, you pray for the work. Any missionary will tell you that prayer does a tremendous,
Amen.
Great benefit to those that are laboring. Well, now a king. On a lonely road, a stranger curving the faces you will see. That beggar fell down on his knees and he cried, "Oh, pardon me. I am unworthy in thy presence to thee."
Thank you, Christ. That's right.
But the king looked at this beggar and he said, "You have been set free.
Amen.
Now your sins are all forgiven. And now you're born again, royalty."
Amen.
Now the king and the beggar walk arm in arm. That king was Jesus, and that beggar was me.
Amen.
Amen. Became so poor that a beggar rich might be. The Son of God became the Son of Man. That he poor fallen Son of Man, the sons of God might be. I can't explain it.
You know, I know you've preached in lots of conferences, and you've been a missionary in Mexico for a number of years. You've pastored a lot of churches. And you know something? Was you a beggar in God's sight when you began?
Of course not.
Are you still a beggar in God's sight?
No, sir. I'm Lord Child of the King.
Kingship.
Blood of Christ.
Jesus.
That's right.
He'll do it for whosoever will.
That's right.
Amen.
That's why we need to be busy. I know you're going to hear some good preaching. I like to get my Bible and chuck some corn, but I didn't come to do that. I come just to tell you what God's doing.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, I can't tell you what he's doing, because he's a supernatural kind of God, and he does everything supernaturally. And when he gets done, we just know that it's been done.
Amen.
And we don't know exactly how it did.
Amen.
We wonder, and we scratch our heads, and we just don't know.
Amen.
But if we did know, then God didn't do it. God will never ask you to do anything that you can do. Because if you can do it, you don't need him. And he does not share his glory with anyone.
Amen.
Amen.
You come see us. Thank you for your participation. Just remember this, when you put a dollar in the missionary offering, and a portion of it goes to the Sanitary Rescue Mission, right now, there may be someone giving their life to Christ.
Amen.
And every night, not just on Monday nights or Sunday nights, but every night, 7 nights a week.
Praise the Lord.
7 nights a week.
Amen.
365 days a year. I'm there on Christmas Eve. I've always been there on Christmas Eve. I love spending Christmas Eve with those men. Not that I don't love my family, I do. But you see, my family's there when I go home. They don't have a family to go home to. And I love those men. And they're unlovely, but you know, I see them like Jesus sees them. And whenever someone sees that, that's all it takes. And it don't matter what happens else besides that. Whenever you see them through those kind of eyes, you don't have to wonder what the result is. I want you to sing a song with me before I turn this over. I appreciate getting to come back and heard from you.
Amen.
Brother Jim Campbell, I ain't got to see him in a long time. He's a sweet brother. Did you know how strange God works? The Bible says his ways are past our even
right
now. Brother Jim and I used to get thrown together singing with the Gideons. Can you imagine? That's true. Yeah, that's true. I'm telling the truth, ain't it? That shows you how strange.
No, not particularly God's ways.
Well, I don't know Brother Jim. Well, ever since he was this high. Will you sing number 31 with me? I love that song. And you know, I guess a missionary song, Jesus said he was the light of the world, didn't he?
Amen.
Huh? And he said he didn't want a man to walk in darkness. He wanted to have a light of
Amen.
Life. And so I like to think about sending the light. And that's what we're doing whenever we contribute. In any way, with our time, with our talents, whatever it might be, our money, we're helping to send the light, gospel light across the world. There's a call on
the restless way. Send the light, send the light. Send the light.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
God. Praise the Lord.